And we are here with Laura Britt, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us, Styles and Watkins, on the road from Vegas. Oil changes, tire rotations, your overall car maintenance. Think Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is the place to take your car for your next road trip. Jiffy Lube, proud sponsor of Styles and Watkins Radio Row Road Trip to Vegas. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. This is great. And Radio Row Day 2, You really see an increase in people walking around.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been here since Monday. I don't know when you guys
got in last night.
You got in last night. Yeah. So you start to see the slow trickle of people, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, everybody starts to descend.
Yeah. Let's start here. All right. Obviously, NBC Sports Bay Area. But we know you. You know ball. You're not necessarily a homer. Right. But with that being said, are you picking with your head or heart when it comes to Niners Chiefs? Do the Niners finally get number 6?
Well, there's a background story there. Okay. So I interned in news. Okay. And when I started my career, I started in sports and then also a morning show. Mm-hmm. So there's a distinct reason why I don't go homer. I have a true journalistic aspect about me that I really do to my core feel to just try to present facts to people and let them decide. So I guess I haven't gotten asked my pick yet.
Okay.
So will you guys be the first ones? I don't know yet.
Well, I'm asking.
Should I give my pick right now?
You can marinate on it.
I'm going to marinate on it because I know what it is. I just haven't decided if I'm ready to share.
We got the breaking news. We can get it going.
Let's
we can
go.
Get the sounder
we'll
ready.
Get it on the ticker. Who Laura picks to win the Super Bowl.
Speaking of breaking news, by the way, I was looking at your socials the other day, and I saw this is the first time you've been to Vegas?
First time ever. Literally. Land Monday, never been here. It's a wild
place.
What
are your thoughts? So, I mean, like, it's clearly a place like no other.
You know, my first thought is the buildings are really big.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. We've been walking. I don't know if anyone else has not been to Vegas. I'm sure all of your listeners probably have.
Sure, right.
I think I'm the only person on the planet that has yet to be in Vegas, especially being so close, like an hour flight from the Bay Area. Hey, I've got 3 kids, okay?
Yeah,
well,
no.
I got 3 kids.
I gotcha.
The buildings are huge. We're walking miles and miles and miles.
Even just to get into Radio Row here, it's
a
marathon.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's really my first impression. I wore heels yesterday. Ooh, we got sneakers on today, baby.
That's right.
Sneakers on today.
Live and learn.
So if you haven't been to a Super Bowl, I know most people don't get the opportunity to come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very expensive to be able to take off work for a week. Who can do that? Yeah. So we're lucky to be here. But, yeah, there's just a lot of walking involved. I will say over Miami, when the Niners went last time, we were down there in Miami. I do like the fact that you are able to walk places outside of the rain that's happening in the desert, which I'm really confused
about.
That's very confusing.
Yeah. I had to tell him to bring a coat. He had no idea.
I was very upset.
It's very confusing. I didn't bring an umbrella, but I didn't think I would need one in Las Vegas. But yeah, so in Miami, you had to, you know, hop in an Uber. You're driving an hour. You're driving 30 minutes. And here you're able to walk. It's just got to wear the sneakers. Pro tip.
Talking to Laura Britt, NBC Sports Bay Area. And don't forget, NBC Sports has you covered all week long with Niners coverage and pre and post after the big game, which the Niners may or may not win, according to Laura. We're still trying to figure that out. Laura, let's pivot just a little bit to the Giants and everything that they have going on. They've made some moves in the offseason. Giants Twitter, if your blood pressure is like mine, you should probably stay off of it. How do you feel about what the Giants have done so far heading into this season, going up against I just don't want to compare the Giants to the Dodgers. Let's just put them in a different category and build whatever you got going on and go from there.
So Giants Twitter can be very sad sometimes.
Yes.
Especially this offseason when you see the Dodgers make so many moves. Mm-hmm. I think what you have to do if you're a Giants fan is put everything in perspective. Mm-hmm. Did they try and get Shohei? Did they try and get Aaron Judge? Yes. Is that the team's fault?
Yeah.
Maybe. Some people want to put blame on the team for not being able to land those stars. We heard some of the comments about what some free agents are saying about the city, whether you want to believe that or not. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how they actually feel.
Yeah.
So you have to take that as well into consideration. I think the saying of the Giants don't want to spend money isn't accurate anymore. So 2 years ago, I think that's how a lot of Giants fans were feeling, is why won't they spend money? Why won't they sign Kevin Gausman to a longer term deal? Why won't they lock down some of these players? But I don't think that's the case anymore. They have the money. They're willing to spend the money. It's about how do you land those free agents? And would you want a guy that doesn't want to be here? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want to. I mean, if it's Shohei Ohtani, maybe you want him if he doesn't want to be here. But the Dodgers are the Dodgers, and they've been able to attract these free agents. They have a loaded roster. The Giants did what they could. There are still big name free agents out there.
Right.
This has been a really weird,
super weird
offseason. I definitely thought, we kept hearing winter meetings. Yep. We're in Nashville. Nothing happens.
Yeah. Where is the hot stove?
There was no hot stove. It was cold stove. Right. It was a freezer. Yeah. It was a freezer this winter meeting. So we're all sitting around, and what you kept hearing is, once that first domino falls, the other ones are going to start falling. And that is typically how it goes. Mm-hmm. Well, Shohei Ohtani signs, then you're waiting on Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. So you wait more weeks, then Yamamoto signs, and you keep waiting on these other guys. And granted, the big name free agents that are still out there, Scott Boras clients, as you guys know.
Yeah.
And he likes to play those. Good for him. Good for his clients. You want that kind of representation if you're a player. But it is a bit strange to be 2 weeks away from spring training and guys haven't signed. Big name guys haven't signed. When are those signings going to happen? I don't know.
What happens first? We get Laura's pick for the Super Bowl. Or Cody Bellinger comes to the Giants. You never know.
If the 49ers win the Super Bowl, will Cody Bellinger come to
the
Giants?
There you go. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you attract free agents.
Exactly. Laura, go ahead. To the Super Bowl matchup. I mean, do you have a matchup that you're looking forward to the most, just seeing how it plays out?
Yeah, I think it's this Super Bowl compared to Super Bowl 54. There are so many changes on these two teams. The Chiefs were known for their offense, and the 49ers back in Super Bowl 54, and the 49ers, their defense, as we all know. I'm not quick to toss aside saying, like, oh, the Chiefs are all defense. They still have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Right. It feels very weird to me to be like, oh, it's the 49ers offense versus the Chiefs defense.
Yeah.
Because you still have Nick Bosa.
Right.
You still have Fred Warner. You've got some big name players on the 49ers defense as well. So I think it's a really good Super Bowl matchup.
It is.
What am I focusing in on the most? Probably to see Steve Wilkes, got some, I guess, not hate, but
Some heat.
Thank you. Some heat after the Lions game.
Yeah.
In some of the decisions that he made, he took accountability for that and said he wanted to clean that up. So there's no doubt in my mind that he'll be ready to make those calls. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are really good at ad-libbing. So how do you prepare for that?
Yeah.
It's good that the Niners have faced them before, and Kyle Shanahan has seen that. I'm sure Steve Wilkes has watched that game many times now and watched the film on the Chiefs. So I guess seeing the calls of what Kyle Shanahan's able to do with the offense and how the Chiefs defense does try and stop a guy that is Mr. Irrelevant. And his weapons are really the star of the show, with Christian McCaffrey being on the Niners now. So that is, yes, the big storyline.
Sure.
I'm kind of more interested in the flip side.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more interested in how the Niners defense handles Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Pacheco too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's a threat. Let's see, the Niners, as far as rushing defense go, I think this is where some people aren't realizing how good in the regular season the Niners rushing defense was. They ranked third in all of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, the Chiefs have an aspect of a run game, but the Niners have been able to stop that for the majority of the regular season.
Yeah, we're definitely headed towards the Niners defense being a little bit underrated based on their last couple performances, which isn't a bad thing. Joined by Laura Britt of NBC Sports Bay Area. Don't forget, NBC Sports has all your Niners coverage all week long. Laura, okay, let's ask you it this way. Who is your favorite player on the Niners, or favorite player to watch on the Niners?
Oh, that's good.
That's a great question.
So that's kind of like a dual question, because as you guys know, and most of your listeners know, I've moved over to mainly covering the Giants now, but I was ingrained in the Niners for a long time. And I think it's hard not to love George Kittle, especially as a member of the media. Mm-hmm. You want a guy that's fun, is having fun, is not scared to answer questions.
Yeah.
He really is that person. Mm-hmm. Some guys are different on TV than they are behind the scenes. George Kittle's just a really genuinely happy guy. And I'm sure in all those mic'd up segments that we've seen after the line, he's in the middle of a really intense moment and he's joking around, but he's not serious about his game, as everybody knows.
Right.
So I think there's a fine line that he's been able to walk there. So as far as just personality wise, I got to go with George Kittle. And then I'm a little split on I love Trent Williams.
Okay.
I really like Trent Williams, mm-hmm. and I love that he's in a Super Bowl for the first time in his career. Yeah. The level that he's played at for so long. I know the popular answer is probably Christian McCaffrey, you know, Deebo Samuel, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa. But I really appreciate his dedication to the game. And it's such a spot where you don't get a lot of glory. And he's been a huge difference maker for the 49ers. I think he's a big reason why they're here right now. So
yeah,
Trent Williams is one of my favorite players just athletically okay. and what he does on
Not
the
very
field.
Often you hear an offensive lineman be somebody's favorite player, but Trent, if it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Trent.
Swag. Swag.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
all the swag in the world.
Here's the thing about that. This is a large man. That stuff, yes. you're not going to the store to buy that. This is there's a lot of dedication point. Also to the outfits.
Special orders.
Tailoring, yes.
That's time.
Yes.
That's not just big and tall shop. No.
And I appreciation for that, too.
So favorite player, Trent Williams, most exciting player.
George Kittle.
All yeah, right. George.
Laura, I want to ask everybody this, but I feel like it could get just dangerous and it could end up taking the entire interview. Brock Purdy, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Where would you say you feel like he is?
I think he's underrated. Mm-hmm. The game manager thing that he's been moniker, I guess, that he's been deemed with all season. Yeah, maybe the first like four games you can say that and get away with that. To take your team to a Super Bowl, and many would say, well, it's not Brock Purdy that did it. It's Christian McCaffrey. It's other players. It's a team sport. And I don't know. I don't think there's necessarily a game manager quarterback that can go out and win a Super Bowl. He hasn't done that yet. Mm-hmm. To make it to this level, I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair to get that criticism. And the great thing about Brock Purdy, he's a level-headed guy.
Yeah.
He's not listening to this. And I mean, even if he is, he knows who he is. He's a Christian. He's made that clear. And his, you know, foundation isn't from what people say about him.
Right.
It comes from somewhere else. And I think having that mentality is a big advantage for him.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he's been underrated. He's got every player has an aspect of their game that they have to work on. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to be perfect every game. To go pick apart because he has one really bad game, to say that the Niners were down in these past two games and that's Brock Purdy's fault, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
No, yeah, we played that Bosa audio. I don't know if you heard it, of them in the locker room and Bosa asking him, like, how are you so confident, man? Like, I was the number two pick in the draft. Like, even I'm defensive player of the year. Even I've doubted myself. How do you stay so composed? And he's just like,
right,
just play ball, man. Like, it's all it's just his moxie is insane to me.
It is. Yeah.
Laura Britt, thank you so much. And
this
that was just
fun.
Beautifully said. But you're not getting away that fast.
No.
We need your Super Bowl pick, and we need it now.
So I don't want people to get upset with
me.
But I will say, when you have a team like the Chiefs that have been to four Super Bowls in the past 5 years. They've been to six consecutive AFC championship games and an MVP in Patrick Mahomes. I do think, and I would do the same thing with Tom Brady and the Patriots when they were reigning supreme for so long. Until they've been beaten, I'm going to go with their history of success. And I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win in Super Bowl 58. I think the Niners have a really good shot at it too, so I know that's not like fun to be both teams
right
but I think it's going to be a really close game. I think it's going to be a really good game. The Niners cannot fall behind, as many people know, like they did against the Packers, like they did against the Lions. I don't think you can get away with that against the Chiefs. I think that the Niners have probably studied all of that film very intensely over the past couple weeks, but the reigning Super Bowl champs, it's hard to go against them when they've seen success, not across 1 year, not across 2 years, across six seasons.
Right.
It's hard to go against the Chiefs.
There you go. Laura Britt, thank you so much. NBC Sports Bay Area. Don't forget, NBC Sports has you Super Bowl coverage all week long and pre and post after the big game, which maybe Laura will be wrong and the Niners are
a win-win
six.
Though.
Laura, we know you're doing your thing on NBC Sports Bay Area. You're over here. So if you are trying to keep your pick secret, we won't tell anybody. We won't tell anybody.
Can we all keep this a secret?
We will keep it on the low.
Just between us.
We will keep it on the low.
Hey, this has been so fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Laura. We will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. You got to get to a break. We will be right back with Styles and Watkins on the road in Las Vegas, brought to you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
By Jiffy Lube. We are here, Sactown Sports, Styles and Watkins. Sactown Sports road trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube. When it's time for a road trip, visit Jiffy Lube for all your automotive maintenance needs. Jiffy Lube is your road trip headquarters, joined by Torrey Smith, former 49ers wide receiver, former Ravens wide receiver, two-time Super Bowl champ, former Eagles wide receiver. Torrey, thank you for joining us.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me.
Man, so let's just start here. You played with the Ravens when they beat the Niners.
Yeah.
Is this finally the year that the Niners break through and get number six?
Man, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I think the talent's there. I think the culture's there. They're battle tested, right? They've been here before. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just time. You know, I think Brock Purdy's a guy that can help lead this team to victory. I think they have a great balance on the offensive side of the ball and what C-Mac can do and so many different playmakers over there. So I think at the end of the day, if they can protect the football on offense, establish their run game, because the Chiefs, their weakness really is the run game. The Ravens didn't stick to that, but that's one of their biggest weaknesses. If they can get that going, I think some great things can happen for them. If they can also lead us out, you got to be able to get to Patrick Mahomes without blitzing.
Yeah.
So you're going to need a big game out of those front four to go out there and get it done.
Torrey, you played in San Francisco, actually, the 2 years before Shanahan got there. How can you speak to just the different culture that it seems like he's brought there and just how different things seem to be now than they were when you were there?
Oh, man, it's amazing for him. I mean, I was one of the first people kicked out. So, you know, to see what's happening with the new regime, you know, it took him some time to get it right. Yeah. But they're one of the best organizations in ball. Mm-hmm. And I think they deserve their flowers. I think Jed York deserves his. I gave him his flowers earlier because I remember, and I know y'all probably were talking about him on this same radio station. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's doing. We got to get somebody else. But the reality of it is he's built a product that's among the best in the league. And year in, year out, we all know fans want to win a Super Bowl each and every year. But year in, year out, when this season starts, you know the 49ers stand a chance. And that's all you can ask for. And I think that they've done a great job. And Coach Shanahan and John Lynch, their partnership together, leadership-wise, you know, I think they've done an excellent job. And again, when you mention the top organizations, it doesn't matter that they haven't won a Super Bowl in some time, right? When you talk about the top organizations in terms of their team standing a chance, they're amongst the top three. And I think this is the year they get over the hump.
Talking to Torrey Smith, two-time Super Bowl champ, wide receiver for the Ravens, the Niners, and the Eagles. So, Torrey, when you talk about Brock Purdy, and a lot of people likened it last year to Jeremy Lin, is he just on a hot streak? You played with a guy, not to take anything away from Nick Foles, but that was a guy that got really hot, right? He's a good quarterback, yeah. But he played out of his mind. How can you differentiate a hot quarterback from somebody like Brock Purdy possibly making his way into the elite category?
Man, he's been consistent, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. You know, I'm looking, you know, my guy Cam is right behind us. Right?
Right, you know, can't miss him.
I grabbed a selfie with
right,
him earlier.
You know, like that's my brother right there. But the reality of it is, mm-hmm. is he's kind of been unfairly criticized.
Yeah.
Right. I think he's proven that you can win because he's your quarterback.
Right.
And when you go and you look at who's won a Super Bowl over the last 12 years, most of the faces are Tom Brady anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Right. There are very few guys that actually win it. So if you're going to punish him for not winning it, like it's about, can you win because he's your guy? Do you stand a chance? Right. That's what everyone's hope is. And Brock Purdy is that guy. He's been very consistent managing this team, playing his role, making plays when they need him. He made plays with his feet
right, yeah.
last week. Right. Turned from a game manager to a game changer. Right. Yeah. But I think he's shown that he can do that. And he's their franchise quarterback. Yeah. And I think the 49ers know that. And, you know, I think the fans need to get all the way on board with it as well, because I talked about it before. People like to think that a franchise quarterback has to look one way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't. You put a great team around him. Why are you punishing him for what we wish every quarterback had?
Mm-hmm.
Real weapons, right? Yeah. A running game, a great coordinator,
yeah.
right? A solid offensive line, right? They'd be a little better, but they have some solid pieces up front. He has what most quarterbacks go. So now you have fans criticizing, well, any quarterback can be in that system
yeah.
and do well. Well, they aren't.
Yeah.
And right. he is. Yeah. So you have a guy that can go out there and get it done, keep it there, because you've seen how it looks when you're playing musical chairs. Clearly, yeah. if it was that easy, everyone could do it, and it's not. So yeah. give that man his respect.
Do you think that a Super Bowl changes any of that conversation, or do you think it's just it's always going to be there with
it
him?
It changes it for a moment.
Yeah.
Right? It changes it for a moment, and at the end of the day, who cares?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Who cares? He's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going to speak it into existence because I want it to happen.
yeah,
right?
Love it.
He's going to win the Super Bowl. He's going to be making a lot more than $800,000 mm-hmm. coming here soon, right? Which changes the GM's got to work a little bit harder with the salary yeah. cap once that happens, right? And draft-wise, it changes. But the reality of it is this 49ers team is built to win, and it helps when you have a cheap quarterback, right? But he's their franchise guy, yeah. right? And it's going
to
happen.
Talking to Torrey Smith, two-time Super Bowl champ, played for the Eagles, the Niners, the Ravens. Torrey, you were a wide receiver in this league, right? And when I was coming up, when Chris and I were coming up, there were the Megatrons and these big yeah. dudes. Do you see an evolution of the wide receiver with some of these smaller, quicker guys that don't always have to play in the slot like they traditionally had to? Or has it always been there and it's just the schemes that are changing?
Yeah, I think it's kind of always been there. You know, the generic receiver probably is built more like me, like in that 6'1", 6'2" type area. Flirting around 200 or, you know, give or take around there. I mean, you think of the top guys in a game, just rambling off the top of my head, Devontae Adams, give Ayuk his respect, right?
Yep, put him
up there in that top 10,
yep.
right? Give him his respect. Like, those guys are more so in that 6'1", 6'2" range. But I think the difference you're seeing is receivers are going to be better and better every year.
Yeah.
Right? Better than our goats.
Yeah.
Right? And old heads hate when I say that,
yeah,
but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're watching kids now that played 7-on-7, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Our goats were better from playing outside.
Right.
They weren't being – everyone knows a trainer these days, mm-hmm. right? These kids are different. And I'm only going by because I coach in the youth space. I have my own 7-on-7 team, and I'm watching quarterbacks make throws and reads and you know terminology that I didn't learn until I got to Maryland,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, the development and stuff is going to be a lot further. Now, my son's 9 years old. That joker can read the coverage
yeah.
at receiver. He give you press release. He can tell you what they're doing, mm-hmm. what he has. Like, it's just completely different.
Yeah.
So I think receivers, they're all going to be more dynamic because of the type of training that exists and because of what people know. And our old heads have to accept it. Maybe Jerry Rice's records are never going to be broken because they're a longevity stat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to continue to be receivers that are more talented receivers right. than our goats from the past.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, just as a part of being a receiver and the evolution of the receiver position is the pay of the receivers. I mean, you're seeing receiver contracts being thrown out that look insane.
Man.
And a part of it, too, is the running backs feel like they're being devalued. So just how does that work with the – is it just kind of a – it's how it goes with times? How do you kind of view that conversation with running backs kind of be devalued, but receivers seem to be at a premium?
I mean, it's just the business, you know. I mean, I wish one of y'all had a time machine push me back 10 years,
right,
man.
Right.
I mean, you got to think, I was at high end number two money at $8 million. If you're a starter, you're in double digits.
Yeah.
Crazy. Right. I mean, I think so. It's crazy, but it goes to show, you know, when it comes to this position, that just, when the salary is relative to the business of football.
Right.
So you see these high salaries, it lets you know the sport is growing. Mm-hmm. The sport is thriving, right? And I think that's the part that's kind of hard to put in because I think about even being in San Francisco, one of the best parts about it was seeing all these legends that come back and they're around all the time. And there are some that I truly admire, like Joe Montana. I think of Ronnie Lott. These guys were, and people don't know this, like they were transformative in what they did off the field.
Yeah.
So you know them for their players, but they weren't making the millions like these guys were making now. They make a whole lot of money now by their investments and things like that, but they weren't doing that. And so I think what you're able to see with the money, like, so what I was getting to was like, you got the old school guys. They're like, oh man, these guys making all this money. We didn't do that. Well, the game wasn't as popular. Mm-hmm. The TV deals weren't the same.
Right.
So it's just a byproduct of the business, man. And I love it because each and every time someone gets paid, you're watching an entire family that's going to be able to transform in terms of generational wealth if they take care of business. And I really love that for the guys.
Yeah.
Torrey Smith, thank you so much for joining us, man. Two-time Super Bowl champ with the Ravens and the Eagles, but he's picking the Niners get it done. Torrey Smith, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your time in Vegas.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me.
We'll be right back with more Styles and Watkins in Vegas, brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Town Sports road trip to Radio Row in Las Vegas is brought to you by our friends at Jiffy Lube. When it's time for a road trip, visit Jiffy Lube for all your automotive maintenance needs. Jiffy Lube is your road trip headquarters. Styles and Watkins taking up to 2 p.m. We are joined by the one, the only Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, current analyst for VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle Pod. New book out, Football Done Right, setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and history of the NFL. Michael, thank you for taking the time. So I want to start here with the front office GM aspect of this, right? So when you talk about Brock Purdy, everybody talks about how inexpensive he is, relatively speaking. The importance of the Niners to
win the Super Bowl with Brock on this rookie deal, and they still have him next season on the rookie deal. How important is it, or do you think it's a bit overblown? I get really confused. Sometimes it's, oh, well, they have to do it now, or they're not going to be able to pay Ayuk. Then somebody comes out and says, actually, if you look at the numbers, they can keep everybody. How important is it for the Niners to get a win with Brock on this rookie deal?
Well, I think it's important to get a win regardless of the rookie deal. I think we make way too much of that. I think, you know, you've got to do a better job of drafting. In 02, when you go back and look at that 02 draft, if they don't hit with Purdy in the seventh, that's a washout draft for them.
Yeah.
And so when you've got a good team, you can't have these washout drafts. You know, Drake Jackson hasn't really been effective for them. And so they cut the running back that they picked already in that draft. So I think that's more than anything. Because, look, you want to pay your good players, right? You know, you want to pay guys that play for you. And so you're trying to keep that, especially at positions that you can't find in the open market. Football's a game now where the contract and the player are two separate conversations, but they both are equal value. So if you pay a player X and you could get a similar player for Y, you've hurt your cap. And that has nothing to do with Brock Purdy's rookie contract. So it really comes down to valuing and understanding the value of contracts, and you can't overpay. You just got to be able to say no, and you got to have a farm system for players to develop.
What have you thought about John Lynch and the Niners organization's approach to how aggressively they've built out that defensive line? I mean, they shelled out tons of money for Nick Bosa this season, and you know, bringing in Randy Gregory in the middle of the year, bringing in Chase Young in the middle of the year, signing Javon Hargrave in the offseason. What have you just thought about that approach to building out that defense?
I think it's Kyle's philosophy, right? I'm not trying to minimize John.
Yeah.
But Kyle runs the organization.
That's what they say,
You know, Kyle's got it in his contract to run the organization. He would have, you know, and so John works for Kyle, which is great. But to me, why are they successful? They're successful because they have said, above all, we believe in a defensive line. And that's what wins games. All this talk about coverage, all this talk about, you know, corners and line. No, none of that matters unless we get a great defensive line. And I think that's really good. The Eagles last year, 60 of their 70 sacks came from the front.
Yeah.
Why are we concerned about the 49ers that going into the Super Bowl? Because their D-line hasn't played good.
Not at all.
Right? That's the whole problem with them. As you're sitting there saying, you got Hargrave making $20 million, you got Armstead making $20 million, you got Bosa making $30 million, you got Chase Young, his second pick overall in the draft. You know, when are these guys going to show up? Gregory's got on a real big contract. That's the key to football, right? Look, football is a real simple game. If we went out back and played touch, and I said to you, three Mississippi's the game, nobody gets open.
Yeah.
If I said five Mississippi, everybody gets open.
Right.
That's football.
That's interesting, yeah.
That's football. And that's what the Niners are doing. They're trying to play a three Mississippi game. And that's how you win. And I think that's what they should be commended for.
Talking to Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, current analyst for VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle Pod. Be sure to check out his new book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and History of the NFL. I know you're not, you know, a Niners guy, but if you were to guess whether or not Brandon Ayuk, just based on that situation, is on the roster next season, what do you think?
Oh, I think he is because, look, when you play the Niners, right, so let's work backwards here. You play the Niners, you've got to be able to take away the middle of the field, okay? So Kyle wants to throw the ball between the numbers,
right,
the numbers that line the sidelines. Inside there, that's his passing game in there. And when the defense forces you to throw the ball outside, which is what Spagnuolo's going to do, you better have a really good player on the outside who can win one-on-one matchups. Like the first third down against the Detroit Lions where he throws it out for third and ten, it's a completion. So, I mean, I say this, if it gets ridiculous, then it's going to be hard and you're going to have to replace them.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers have done a great job of saying, look, we love DeForest Buckner. We think Armstead's better. We'll trade him for a first-round pick, and we'll pick another player to replace him. Now, Greenlaw hasn't been as good as Buckner. We get that. But I think that's the way you have to work the cap. Here's what you can't do in the cap. You can't fall in love.
Right.
You can't fall in love. But they know they need an outside receiver. But if it gets too expensive and it becomes too rich, they got to find their own. They got to find another answer.
Yeah,
I know you worked closely with Al Davis for a long time. I mean, being here in Vegas, what do you think Al would think of all of this and Of course, I mean, the Niners and the Chiefs being the two teams in it, I'm sure he would never be thrilled at. Yeah.
He would never have the Chiefs in his building.
Yeah.
That would be the first thing. Yeah. Okay. What people don't understand, I wrote about this in my book, Football Done Right. So back in the day in the AFL, this is before you two were even born.
Yes.
So the AFL and the NFL were competing for players. Mm-hmm. And the draft, the college players, they said, was fair game. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to spend, it's fair game. We'll compete against each other. The pro players whose contracts were out, now there was no free agency at the time. If the pro team, whether it was an AFL pro team or an NFL pro team, wanted their player back, the other teams, the other league couldn't compete for them. So what happened was Pete Gogolak, the kicker, was with the Giants. The Giants wanted him back. The Buffalo Bills signed Gogolak, and they broke the golden rule. And that started the war. Okay, and Al Davis signed John Brody. He signed Roman Gabriel to these long contracts for future years. And what he didn't know at the time when he was doing this is Clark Hunt, Lamar Hunt, mm-hmm. Clark's father, and Tex Ram are in the Dallas Love Field parking lot negotiating the settlement for the AFL and NFL.
Jeez.
And that settlement comes out, and that infuriated Al. And so there is a passion against the Chiefs on the field, but there's a deeper one off the field because he was misled. He was embarrassed. He was the commissioner of the league, and he didn't know they were settling.
Yeah.
He didn't want to settle.
Right.
He didn't want to settle. He told me many times, I rented, like, God darn it, I rented an office on Park Avenue. Yeah. I wanted to let him know I was there.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to put fear in him.
Yeah.
And so that adds fuel to the fire. But, of course, the league office doesn't know this, so they put the Chiefs in his place. Like, the Chiefs would have been at UNLV, trust me.
Mm. I see. So did you see the clip of Mark Davis? And he was being sarcastic, but I don't – he did such a good job, if you will, that a lot of people didn't think he was. And he said, my two favorite teams are in here, the Niners and the Chiefs. And Raider fans were actually upset because they couldn't tell that he was being sarcastic.
Well, look, you know, Al has history in both teams, right? So, the Chief, I told you about that. The 49ers, when they were for sale, Al brokered the sale to the Barlow family.
Got it.
Al was instrumental in that sale. He actually got $1 million finder's fees for making that sale. So he brought Mr. DeBarlow, Eddie Sr., Mr. Barlow Sr., into the group with the family that owned the 49ers at the time, and he made the deal happen. And then, of course, he got a finder's fee. So what Mark says, there probably is a little bit of love from his dad across the bay.
Right.
And Coach Walsh, you know, worked at the Raiders, and he told me as I drove him around in a car that most football he ever learned was working for Al. So there is some, but this game really is a tribute to Coach Walsh, because when you look at both uniforms, you look at both offenses, you look at both organizational structures, that all comes from Walsh.
Yeah,
everything, how the coach runs the team, how they practice, what they do, that's Walsh, and we should honor him for that.
Yeah. Michael Lombardi, thank you so much for joining us. But before we let you go, we need a pick.
I'm going to go with the Niners 27-23. Look, I'm wearing my first ring that I ever got.
I see that.
Ring. I'm rooting for the Niners. I love Kyle. I love Andy, too. Mm-hmm. But I know it's just everybody – it's too easy to say, well, they have Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Right.
That's just too – it's to me, the Niners better play better on defense. Mm-hmm. They better show up. If they don't, it'll be a whooping.
Thank you so much, Michael Lombardi, NFL, former NFL GM, current analyst for VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle Pod. Go get his new book, Football Done Right, Setting the Record Straight on the Coaches, Players, and the History of the NFL. Got to take a break when we get back. More Styles and Watkins in Vegas, thanks to Jiffy Lube.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you to Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, current analyst for VSiN, host of the GM Shuffle Pod. Go check out his book, Football Done Right. And we got to talk to Michael Lombardi, all thanks to Jiffy Lube.
Oh, yeah.
Oil changes, tire rotations, your overall car maintenance, think Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is the place to take your car for your next road trip. Jiffy Lube, proud sponsor of Stiles & Watkins Radio Row road trip to Las Vegas. There were some great stories from Michael Lombardi. Yeah. About the Raiders
and
the
history.
We
went to school
for a second there, yeah. No, he did take us to school.
Let me tell you something, young fella.
He was not playing. You know, Al Davis would not have the Chiefs.
That's
crazy. That's real, though.
It's very out. That's the most Al Davis thing possible, and he's completely right. There is no way Al Davis would allow them to practice in their facility. I don't know how he would have done it. I don't know how he would have told them. I could see him quite literally standing in front of the facility and saying, you're quite literally going to have to get through me if you want the Chiefs to be playing in this building.
So, Chris, all right.
We've made it, man.
I was going to say, honestly,
no one told me.
We had, you know, Simone doing a great job for us. She just said what time we were out, and I said, oh, that's interesting. You know, we've been moving things around. Then I realized, oh, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's like the show
is
over.
It's 2 o'clock. So, yeah, Chris, day one Radio Row in the books.
What a blur.
How you feeling?
Still feeling good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, still feeling good.
Okay.
I did poke myself. I started bleeding.
Yeah, you know, battle wounds. Battle wounds here.
Blood, sweat,
Jay.
I've seen it.
Jay, how you feeling day one? Look, Jay, we were the young Padawans here.
No.
And you brought us.
He Yoda'd us.
Okay, you Yoda'd us. We've been doing it up, you know. How you doing?
Y'all been rocking and rolling as we're joined by another guest. But,
yes.
No, I appreciate, and let's just say that, let me tell this right now, Nate, Simone, somebody that's being back, we're going to push this a little bit down the road. So let's break at least 10 minutes here because we got Stevie Johnson, of course, former 49er. But, no, you guys have been on point, man. You guys have
appreciate
been on point. We'll talk about that as we got a guest.
Yes, there you go. And it's a fluid situation, and that's what we love, joined by Stevie Johnson.
My guy, man.
Wide receiver. Buffalo, I'm not even going to talk about being cold, knowing that you played in Buffalo for all these years. We are so excited to have you and a Bay Area dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks for
Rodriguez?
Taking the time, man.
Rodriguez.
That's right.
Okay, came
that's
out of
right.
Fairfield.
That's
Rodriguez.
Right.
Yep, shout out Fairfield. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So let's start here. The wide receiver market, it seems like it's been crazy. And I think it's a bit interesting because on one hand, these dudes are starting to get paid, right? But on the other hand, look at somebody like Marvin Harrison Jr. Doesn't it feel like even though wide receivers are getting paid, there are more wide receivers coming out each and every year? The jump from the college to the NFL isn't as wide. So you got to pay guys, but aren't some teams also going to think, I mean, we could might be find a guy too.
Yeah. And that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That's a good thing for the players, I would say. You know, and it's a testament to the academies. It's a testament to the coaches that's getting these guys before they get to the league, you know, and they're able to do the things and show the skill sets that they have, you know. So, I mean, you can as a manager in the league, you can definitely say, I'm not going to pay this guy and go find something for less. You know, and that's just the nature of the beast. That's the nature of the business. But at the end of the day, everybody's going to get an opportunity when you got a skill set like these guys are having coming into this league now.
So let me ask you this. We were just talking with Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM. That same thing you just said, you were the Niners. You know their situation. Do you pay Ayuk or do you try to think that maybe you could find somebody? Is he nice enough that you got to pay him?
Yeah, you know me, I like to keep what I have, what I know I have. Sure. You know, he's proven himself. He's shown it. As a cheap person, let's get rid of him and go get something else. But I think we're building something. I think we've seen it in being in the Bay with the Warriors. You know, they had the three guys – well, four. What's our center name? Looney.
We don't talk about Looney here. You can talk about Looney.
Hey, so look, me, I'm a California guy, so I like them
all.
I'm one of them dudes.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, we've seen what it produced. You know, sometimes you go through your battles, and but it produced championships. Yeah. You know, and this guy Ayuk, this is his second appearance in a championship. Mm-hmm. I think he's proven himself, you know, so definitely pay him just because of the work that he's done and just to keep that chemistry within the locker room.
Yeah. No, you were talking about the academies and, I mean, 7-on-7s and mm-hmm. things like that. How just in the time since you were coming up in football, how much has that all the landscape changed of just getting into, forget, you know, high school, college, right. like all that stuff? There's so much work that happens even before you get there.
Precisely. It's a lot of work, and it's good. I love to see it. I love to see all the academies that's going on because it's equipping these kids mm-hmm. to be prepared to make money, or to be in a position to have an opportunity to make money. What I've done with my family is we've created a nonprofit to where we're teaching the kids the other things more than sports.
Right.
Because we know there's like when I was coming up, there wasn't as many camps like that. It's probably one Nike camp that you would go to, mm-hmm. but that was it. There was no 7-on like traveling team and this and that. But these kids I don't want them to get lost in just the game and learning the games. I want them to learn which what we teach is the main three things is culinary, learning how to make food for yourself.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Man, come on.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Because, you know, going through my ranks to get to the league, I was in college buying food, you know what I mean? Wasting money, basically.
Banging that per diem out. Food.
Yeah, you know?
I was right there with you.
As opposed to getting learning to use a crock pot, mm-hmm. making food that can last long, getting a rice
Foreman
cooker.
Grill.
That's game.
Come on now.
Like that. That's right.
Yeah, that was stuff that I had to learn through the misses, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a lot of kids don't have that.
No.
Mm-hmm. So what we did was we set up little mini destinations, symposiums, and we provide that outlet.
That's awesome.
We provide banking, not banking, but we provide a situation where guys can go into the bank. We partner with a lot of these things.
Some financial literacy
kind of
stuff.
And not being afraid to say, hey, what's up to the teller, or, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Being in that environment, mm-hmm. just as simple as that. You know, and then and our last one is communication. Mm-hmm. Putting different people in a house with each other for a week, teaching them, like, hey, you got to learn to communicate with this guy because it'll be a smoother road for you. Most likely you'll learn something as opposed to being how I was. I was just more isolated. Like, I'm more private.
Yeah.
I wasn't as open as I am now. I always felt like, all right, I don't need no help. I won't ask for help. I'll just figure it out myself, and I'll do it. I won't bother nobody.
Mm.
But it's some type of humility in asking those questions, asking for help. You know what I'm saying? And it's helping it. So, you know, I just try to expose that part through our nonprofit called Exposure Academy.
Stevie, man, one of the things that I've been impressed by you, man, is your intellect when it comes to outside of football.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're talking about here.
Indeed.
But it's always kind of impressed me, man, for the short time that I've known you personally, but also just watching you afar and coming from where we come from, you know. Man, speak to that. Like, because one of the things I disliked, and maybe you guys can agree with me, is I hate when people say, you know, you're articulate, or you know.
You sound so good.
Don't start.
I know. I didn't mean that. But I say that in the fact that because where we come from, you've always made sure and handled that part of your job outside of football.
Yeah, and it comes to lessons, like losses, quote unquote.
Of course.
But those losses were lessons for me.
Right.
You know, I wasn't as articulate. I wasn't out there in the community like I am now.
Hmm.
But what got me out there even more is because I felt like that was my passion. I felt like it was a passion. But when I hit roadblocks, I didn't stop.
We got to
figure out a way. And I feel like that's funny. I just said that. So I got a children's book called There's Always a Way with Stevie J. And
that's awesome.
That's basically what it is. Like, there's always a way to get better in a situation instead of just tapping out and changing or pivoting, you know.
Right.
I'm not knocking people for transferring or pivoting to another thing, but I think some people, they give up too early, mm-hmm. you know, and go through that fire. That's all I like to say. In my academy, I like to put the student-athletes through the fire. I throw them in the fire early, whether it's sports-wise or if this kid don't talk a lot, I'm gonna connect him with this one dude, that talks a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so he can have just a spark of what it's like. Because later on, he's going to run into a situation like this,
right.
as we all have, as I did. You know what I'm saying? It's just it is what it is, you know. So it's just about preparation and learning from those lessons, man. That's what got me to, you know, be as intellectual as I am with this journey that I'm on, you know, as a retired athlete trying to teach student athletes and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I think that's what's – that's one thing about when you're growing up. If you're around a bunch of people that are just like you, you don't know what to do when you're put in a different situation. Yeah. So the fact that you're making sure that these kids know how to handle that early, that's just beautiful, man. Talking to Stevie Johnson, who played in the league, NFL, wide receiver, veteran. Steven, before we get to your pick for the game, gotta ask, man, the Bills. I mean, you talk about hitting a wall. What do they do? I don't know what they do.
I'm proud of them boys. Everybody know when you start up the season, everybody loving it. We got Josh Allen, the Madden cover, all that. So we got a lot of attention. Then they hit a wall, and then we end up winning six straight. You know what I'm saying? Which is really good. We ran into this Chiefs team. I mean, Mahomes and Kelce, they automatic, man. They automatic. You can't knock them. You got to be different in order to stop them.
Yeah.
If you want to be regular or be fair, it's going to be a loss for you, you know? So, yeah, man, the Bills ran into those Chiefs, and, you know, I felt like it was a missing space creator. I think that's what'll get us over the hump. I think with the team that we got now, and we can add a space creator like Keenan Allen. I know it's
okay.
I'm in fantasy world. You know, it may not happen. The myth of salary cap. But man, make that happen if they really want to get over the hump. They need a space creator guy.
Stevie, my last question as we're running out of time: if Stevie's going into the Hall of Fame, what hat you wearing, brother?
This is
Buffalo, man.
Yeah, the first team that got me.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna keep it real. That's right. Let me get my pick. So my pick, I'm gonna go with the home team, though, San Francisco. I'm saying we gonna be winning the game, and it's gonna come down to a big stop that we'll have to do on the Chiefs. And if we can make that stop, we win. If we don't, then Mahomes done something great again. I think it's going to be something like that.
There you go. Stevie Johnson. That was outstanding. That is perfect. How you end the show. Stevie, thank you so much. Let's go. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. Same.